Oat milk maker Oatly delivered a disappointing third quarter report and full year guidance earlier this morning as virus-related restrictions and supply chain issues weighed on results. That stock is down nearly 20% this morning following that report. We're welcoming into the stream Cowen senior analyst Brian Holland for more. And Brian, thank you so much for being here this morning. Investors definitely not liking what they're seeing from Oatly's results, judging by the price action here. What was your takeaway from this report?
Yeah, so I think definitely disappointing, but also transitory. I think what the market's responding to is obviously the Q3 miss, although I would argue that folks were anticipating that. We were getting reads on that from other oat milk producers, as well as Starbucks leaning on secondary sources of supply, as they intimated a few weeks ago. But I think you compound that with the lower revised guide, which folks maybe weren't expecting at this magnitude. And I think that's what's weighing on the stock here today.
Well, and just going through your the report here, I'm seeing the notes basically. So the results driven by higher logistics, increased container rates, unfavorable channel mix shift, and short-term challenges related to scaling capacity at the Ogden facility. It just seems like everything's getting more expensive. And if it is a transitory, as you're talking about, where's the inflection point? Is it the current quarter? We have to wait a few?
Well, so a couple of things. One, the issues that you outlined are on the cost side. I think the market is more sensitive at this point to the revenue aspects of this. But, you know, so on the revenue aspects of this, a couple of things. One, we're going to reset here after this quarter. Obviously, they guided down. You would expect estimates across consensus to come down here over the next 12 months. So I think resetting expectations is going to help here in the near term. I think, obviously, the capacity dynamic, that's something that's ongoing. So I think with each passing quarter that they can demonstrate that they are able to add capacity as promised, would certainly help the stock. On the cost side, I think the cost side is going to be with us here for the next 6 to 12 months, and that's not just an Oatly issue, that's across the industry. You know, for Oatly, really the problem here is, you know, this is a perfect storm. Coming public and executing a global capacity expansion initiative concurrently across several markets in this current macro, obviously pretty unfortunate timing for that, as increasingly difficult to execute.
And Brian, just going through these results here, one other thing I noticed was in terms of channel, we saw food service actually grow compared to last year as a share of revenue, while retail shrank a little bit. As we continue to move through this pandemic environment, this global supply chain environment, where do you see most of the growth for this company coming from? Is it going to be from retail, or is it going to be from that food service channel?
Yeah, I think it's going to come from the retail channel ultimately. Food service will generate trial as it has. Obviously, it's working off of a smaller base. But again, Oatly's biggest limiting factor to growth right now is its ability to generate and push out supply, given the capacity constraints. If you look at the retail metrics, the velocity is extremely strong. Their velocity is extremely strong, which is the strongest level of demand when you look at that retail data. So I think as they can put more product into the stores, the volume will follow, and that's ultimately what will drive the growth. Food service is certainly encouraging. I think it's an early indicator of how wide spread and how strong demand is right now, especially given the traffic issues within food service amidst the Delta variant.
I'm wondering what you think about the current loss of momentum, how challenging that's going to be to recover from. Kind of gives competitors who are able to execute in this environment a leg up, and we see this across all kinds of industries. Is Oatly still going to be competitive?
Yeah, I think so. If you look at it, it's a great point. If you look at the data right now, as a for instance, the scanner data that we look at here bi-monthly, in the latest four-week period, Chobani and Danone both took share. But important to note that half of the volume that they sold came on promotion. So they're clearly taking advantage, as you alluded to Oatly's inability to put product on shelf. That's the one side of it. That's the near-term dynamic. I think if you take a step back, like I said, velocity for Oatly, much stronger than everybody else. That's on very little promotion. So as they're able to put product in store, they'll be able to promote more. They'll be more competitive. But the velocity is really a strong indicator that consumers favor their product And so as they can get more product into the store, they're going to move it. You know, as sort of an interesting way to look at this, their dollar share of the category is 2x their share of shelf, how much product they have versus all the oat milk SKUs that sit on shelf. That typically demands more shelf space. So basically, Oatly is leaving revenue on the table with their inability to supply. As that improves, and again, these are the transitory issues. You'd much rather be in this situation right now where this is a supply issue rather than a demand issue.